All right, we're going to call to order the Ventana Resort Village Public Infrastructure District. Today's December 12th, 2025. It's 1:05 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Steve, your chair, would you like to start?
Steve Lasky.
Stephanie Nast.
Shelby Clymer, CLA District Accountant.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board, first off, we need to have two public hearings. One is to take any public comment regarding an amendment to the 2025 budget. The second is to take any possible public comment relating to the adoption of the 2026 budget. So, with that, what I need is a motion to open the public hearings.
Make a motion
A
to.
motion to open the public hearings.
Okay, thanks, Steph.
I second.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. So now, board, we're in the public hearings to take any public comment relating to the budget amendment and the 26 budget. So we'll have Shelby walk through it for us, Shelby.
Hey, thanks, Michael. All right, so board, first for the 2025 budget amendment, we need an amendment for both the general fund and debt service fund. General fund, the expenditures we're still projecting to be within the original budget, but we do have a transfer out of $4,000, which is the paying agent fee that was funded through or will be funded through developer advances. So just the way everything gets reported, we have a transfer out here. So that would mean appropriations would be amended from 51,000 to 52,375. And then on the debt service fund, looks like we had an error with the 2025 original budget. The bonds closed, of course, in 2024, and so there was a scheduled payment on those bonds of about 248,000. So this amendment captures that as well as those annual paying agent fees. So here we're going from 4,000 to 251,500. Any questions on those amendments before I do a quick review of the 2026?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So for 2026, no changes from what you saw at the November meeting. So for general fund, setting a budget of about 52,000 to cover your administrative costs. We do project a small amount of property taxes that could be applied to those costs, but the bulk of that would still need to be funded through developer advances.
Hey,
Then on,
Shelby, before
yes.
we go on,
Yes.
do we does Kelly get in touch with you on our invoices? Because there's sometimes we don't ever show that we have any.
Yeah.
So we probably need to figure out how to make sure
Yeah.
we're coordinating with you guys.
Yeah. That's probably a little bit of a bigger discussion, Michael. I do think that sometimes we do get copied on those invoices. And then in these districts where the developer's paying everything, we'll usually try to coordinate with them as well just to capture the cost that they've paid for the prior quarter. So, I think just whereas things aren't running through us, we're not. Yeah, I think we just need to kind of dial in
Okay.
the information that we're getting. So we'll connect with Kelly and just kind of send her a list of everything that we would like to be copied on.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can, and we can give her some direction on our end too, just to do that as a matter of course with all of the districts that we share representation of.
Okay. Okay. Yep. We'll connect with her and we'll go from there. Thanks for bringing that
Okay,
up,
thanks,
Michael.
Shelby.
Okay, debt service fund is next. Again, as I noted, there's a small amount of property taxes. So these are the 2025 tax revenues that would be available for the 2026 budget year. So those would be applied to the paying agent fee and then that $6,000 transfer out to the general fund. Then on our expense side, about $660,000 is the scheduled interest payment on the bond and then that annual fee to UMB. The bond interest would still be fully covered through capitalized interest at this point. And then, lastly, for the capital projects fund, we've estimated that all funds would be spent in 2025, so no budget in 2026. If there is a small amount of funds that flows into 2026, We can amend the budget into next year to account for those funds. Any questions or additional comments?
No. Steph, you
Okay.
good?
Yep, I'm good.
Okay. All right. I do not see any members of the public that have joined. So, with that, if I could get a motion to close the public hearings.
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
I
Great.
second.
Please, thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is unanimous. All right. Moving on. So next up, board meeting minutes from our November 14th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Could I get a motion, Steve?
I make a motion to adopt the meeting minutes as written for.
Perfect.
I second.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. So this resolution, simple resolution, just says that we needed an amendment to the 25 budget. We had a public hearing and we're approving the adjustments that shall be mentioned in the amendment. So if no questions, if we could get a motion then to approve resolution 2025-02.
I make a motion to approve resolution 2025-02.
I second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, here's the resolution that adopts the 26 budget. Basically, we had the public hearing and we're going to adopt the budget as presented and keep our mills at 6 mills for 2026. So.
I make a motion to adopt resolution 2025-03.
Perfect. Thanks, Steve.
I second.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Here's our, we have to post on the public notice website an annual meeting schedule. So we'll keep to the second Friday at 1 o'clock for these dates that we show. And then Steve, pressure's on February 13th. So
Okay. I don't think I've missed one yet.
I
Might have
don't
been
think
late
so either.
more than once,
So,
but sorry about that.
no, I don't know if you have missed, but Steph's just putting the pressure on. So, all right, could I get a motion to approve this as our meeting schedule for 2026?
May I make a
Go ahead, Stephanie. Sorry.
I make a motion to approve the meeting schedule for 2026 as written.
Thanks, Steph.
I second.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, now we're off to Shelby's going to cover her the CLA 26 engagement, and then we'll talk about the Hinton Burdick engagement. So Shelby.
So Steve and Stephanie, we just require an annual renewal of our engagement with the district. There's been no changes to the scope of work. And really, no changes to the deliverables from what you initially approved. So, we just open it up for any questions, discussion on this.
I don't have any questions. I don't know if Steve has any.
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. If I could get a motion then to approve their engagement.
May I make a motion to approve the CLA engagement for 2026?
Thanks, Steph.
I second.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous.
Okay. Next item is the Hinton Burdick audit engagement letter for your 2025 year-end audit. They were the auditors selected for 2024. The fees that they're proposing for 2025 is $8,950, which is about a couple hundred dollar increase from the prior year, which we feel like is in line with what we've seen with other firms as well.
I make a motion to approve Hinton Burdick's
Okay, that works,
those
Steve.
ones.
Yep, that works. Steph, was that a second? Sorry.
Yes, sir. Sorry, I second.
Okay. I probably talked over you. That's my fault. All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is unanimous. All right. Last item. Here is the Colliers appraisal engagement, Steve, that we had talked about. So only change is you come down and it shows you as the signator instead of Matt. So what I need is just to approve the appraisal engagement agreement, and then I'll get it off to you to sign.
I make a motion to approve Collier's appraisal agreement.
Thanks, Steve.
I second.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right, last thing we need to do is the open and public meetings training. We have to do this once a year, so just bear with me for about 4 minutes and 55 seconds, I hope. So
I'm timing you.
I know you've heard it, so you can't until I get ready completely. All right, go. All right, so we have to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act, which requires us to conduct all the district's business in an open and public setting. We have to allow for the public to attend and to participate. We will allow public comment typically up to 3 minutes, but the chair has the ability to change that time frame as they see fit. We do need a quorum of the board, so two of the three of you, in order to conduct any of the district's business. We have to post an annual meeting schedule on the public notice website. That way, the public can follow the district. It's the central hub for all governmental entities in Utah. The public can go check any of those public entities, sign up for email alerts. So when we make any notices, any changes, add things to the district's account, then those people get notified. They can plan on attending. So when we put up the notice, we have to list the date, the time, and the place for the meeting and the agenda. And the agenda needs to have reasonable specificity on the agenda items, which we'll take today's as the example agenda. We have two resolutions. We have to show that they're budget resolutions, not just general resolutions. So we need to add some specificity to it. Also, on the notice and the agenda, we have to list the Zoom or the Teams link. We also list a phone number. That way, if people can't connect through the internet, they can call. They can get a hold of Christy, and Christy can add them in on a conference call. We do have an electronic meetings policy, which is what allows us to do our meetings electronically. The one caveat is we do have to have a representative of the district at the anchor location, and that will always be listed our office there in St. George. Christy will 99% of the time be the person. If not, Matt will be the person at that anchor location. For notices for a regular or a special meeting, we need a 24-hour notice period. For the public hearings related to the budgets, we need a 7-day notice for those public hearing notices. We do record all the meetings and we have to keep minutes. The recordings are required to be posted within 3 days, and the approved written minutes also need to be posted within 3 days, and those written minutes are considered the official minutes for the district. There is a chance we could go into a closed session, really rare for our type of districts to go into a closed session. If we were to go into a closed, we have to list why we're going into the closed session. Two-thirds of the board have to approve to go into that closed session. What we can close for is very narrow in scope. So they would be considered things like strategy sessions relating to collective bargaining issues, any pending or imminent litigation. If we were going to purchase any property, do appraisals, exchange any property, any leases, including water rights, water shares, anything that would disclose the dollar amounts or values or prevents us from completing the transactions, we could go into closed sessions for those. We could also close for any deployment of security items like security personnel, devices, or systems. We could close to investigate any allegations of criminal misconduct. We do have the fraud risk hotline as well as the fraud reporting policies. So if we were to conduct any of those investigations, we could do it in a closed session to talk about those. Say somebody were to use the procurement code and policy that we have, or the grandma system where they want to gain access to the district records. If they wanted to do it to like tie into the development company, find out any trade secrets, commercial items that you guys are working on, we could go into close to talk about that. I'll just be up front. Matt's going to say no. We're not going to release any of that kind of information. If the district was looking at doing any loan applications, we could go into close to talk about the any personal financial information or what we needed to do as far as those loans go. We could go into closed session for that. In a closed session, we're not allowed to take any final actions. So we cannot approve any ordinances, resolutions, rules, regulations, contracts, or appointments in a closed session. We would have to come out into an open session to officially approve any of those items. We do have to record closed sessions and we do keep minutes. The only way somebody can gain access to those minutes or recordings, if the board says no, is to go to court and have a judge open those by a court order. So, how did I do, Steph?
You came in 10 seconds shy. You're great.
Perfect. All right. I feel proud of myself today. Chalk up a victory. So, all right. You guys have anything else for us?
No.
Anything? Everything going well on getting bonds ready for the other
Yeah, everything's
elections?
moving forward. There's a town council on the 16th. We're on that meeting, but everything seems like it's going to be no problem. Yes, so
Good,
that's
good.
good.
And that's to approve the amendment to the governing document, right?
Yes, to allow it. Yep.
Good. We'll look forward to that.
Yep.
Yeah, perfect. All right, if there's nothing else, take a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thanks, Steve.
I second.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.